Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. If some relative of yours deposit a couple million dollars in your bank account, wouldn't you want to know about it? Of course you would. Who wouldn't? Knowing you had such resources at your disposal could dramatically change your life. You wouldn't necessarily go on a shopping spree, but you could be confident that you wouldn't have to worry about money, at least for a while, and could buy things you needed, as well as some frills, without worrying how you'd pay for them. In a sense, we all have a relative who's given us an awful lot of good. Consider this promise, actually a spiritual fact, from the Bible. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. God has given all sorts of good things to us, and we have the capacity to know this and exercise the confidence it brings. As that verse says, now we have received, and the goodness is given to us freely. No strings attached. What does this mean for us? Well, lots of things, all of them good. The Bible gives lots of examples in both the Old and New Testaments, and we'll look at a few of them this week on Morning Prayer and consider what they mean for us today. As we do, may we all find these famous words from the 23rd Psalm true in our lives. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen.